Marr, Harris took lefty positions in 2020, but everybody shakes the Etch-a-Sketch. By Ian Henchett on August 24, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher acknowledged that 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris has abandoned some left-wing positions from her prior presidential run. But everybody tacks to the middle, everybody, as Mitt Romney said, shakes the Etch-a-Sketch. Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, said, "W-hat we are listening to is what Kamala Harris has said when she was running for president and then what has happened the last 4 years in a Kamala Harris and President Biden administration. So, we have really hard facts to go off of. And we know what kind of extremist policies to expect. So, Biden is one version of that, but Kamala is actually way further. She ran to the left of President Biden. She was for the Green New Deal. She was for Medicare for all. She's for not jailing illegal immigrants. She says they shouldn't be jailed, they should get free health care. Maybe that's what Governor Tim Walz, D, brought to the table, because he can provide that for them. They're for allowing a 12-year-old girl to get a double mastectomy without telling her parents and calling it gender affirmation therapy. These are very extreme policies. And I'll go toe-to-toe with you on every single one. In every single case, the Trump administration is more moderate and more in line with what more people want in America, and the outcomes are just better." After Crenshaw referenced Harris' support for the Green New Deal, Maher responded, "Yeah." Democratic strategist James Carville sarcastically responded, "He wants to pull out of NATO, that's really moderate. Project 2025, that's really moderate." Carville added, "The truth of the matter is, in 2019, she listened to the identity left, and that always ends up a disaster. And she's evolved, to say the least, and she'll be asked about it and I think she'll have a." Crenshaw then cut in to say, "Okay, so, she's either a far leftist or a chameleon liar." Maher responded, "Well, no, wait a second, everybody tacks to the middle. Everybody, as Mitt Romney said, shakes the Etch-a-Sketch." Later, Carville said that people evolve sometimes. Like former President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did on same-sex marriage. Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter at Ian Henchett.